We haven't entirely nailed down what element it is yet, but I'll tell you this, it's a lively one.
Let's give your parents a call right now.
Welcome to episode number 117 of Gaming with the Moms. My name is Nicole Tanner. I've been around the video game industry for a long time, doing some writing, doing some PR, doing some marketing. Our fellow mom, Regina, won't be joining us today because her husband is out of town on work, and she's got to handle her child all by herself, which I know is it's not a fun thing to do at times. Yeah. And then joined by dad, Stephen Deuceman, who is editor and founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com and the father of three kids. Hey, Stephen.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going okay. I don't like new Skype, but that's all right. I'll get over it. And I'm back from vacation in the real world. And I am decidedly not playing Battlefront 2.
Yeah. You were in a wedding, right? Is that what the deal was?
Yeah. So we had my oldest son and I were in a wedding on Saturday in New York. And let me tell you, I think I gained 10 pounds from the food. So it was worth it. There was a chocolate fountain during the Venetian room that was big enough that my oldest son could shower in it. So he was very excited. It was good. And then we left the wedding and went to a timeshare that our family has in Clinton, Connecticut, which is by the beach, but in Connecticut. So it was a little chilly, but it was great because I don't particularly like the warm. So, so I like kind of just chilling and watching the waves without, you know, burning. So it was pretty cool. We had a lot of fun.
Cool. I'm kind of with you about the not burning part and just watching the waves. I really don't care for swimming in the ocean. But, you know, you've got there's this thing called sunscreen that can help you.
Oh, I was referring not to burning the sun. I was referring to burning, like, in the temperature. I do not like going to the beach when it is hot.
Right. Yeah,
I am an indoor boy.
So I was on vacation last week, too, in the Bahamas. It wasn't, I think it was a lot like 84, 85 most days, so it wasn't terrible. That's one thing about going in November is that it's at that place where hurricane season has just ended, and it's not super hot, but it's not chilly. It's just a really good time to go. So we had a lot of fun. It was cool. We always have a lot of fun. Anna loves Atlantis. She talks about it year round, so she hasn't started yet, but I imagine in the next couple of days she's going to be asking when we're going back, so that's fun.
That is good.
Yeah, but because of it I haven't really been playing much of anything. I played some blackjack while I was there, but you know,
I got you covered.
Okay, good.
I got you covered.
All right, so let's jump in now. So Star Wars Battlefront 2 is just dominating.
It's a hot mess. It's a hot mess. Yeah.
So it's not out yet. Comes out later this week, but the free trial of it is on EA Access right now. And Steven, you said you haven't played it.
I have not, and I will not, actually. I made the decision, because all this stuff, I'm not going to cover it because it's just too much of a mess. It's too much. I'll wait until they figure their stuff out, but I'm out.
Yeah. So those of you who maybe have not been following this controversy, after they announced and showed the game at E3, we figured out that they're going to have loot crates that are going to have things that are not just cosmetics, things that can help you progress in multiplayer, which makes it basically a pay-to-win situation. And everybody's been up in arms about that, even, you know, after E3, and supposedly they've changed some stuff, but it hasn't been very clear what it is that they're changing, and it's, it's a big mess. They recently just slashed the price that it's going to cost in order for you to unlock Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. Now, this is with in-game currency that you only earn. You can't buy this stuff. You only earn this stuff. But whereas people were playing on the preview on EA Access figured out that it's going to take like 40 hours worth of multiplayer gameplay to unlock one of these characters. And that's really, yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, I mean, it, man, I still, okay, so I still stand firm that this is not the beginning of some, like, end state for all of gaming. I just don't believe that it is. But I knew someone was eventually going to test the waters to see how far they could go. And clearly, this is how this is a bridge too far. And so they dialed it back. It turned like their PR team, who is, by the way, very underpaid this week, went on to Reddit to comment on this. And they made a comment about how they wanted to give people a sense of progression to get Luke and Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. And it became the most downvoted post in Reddit history, which as of yesterday, it was over 390,000 downvotes.
Wow.
Which for those people who pay attention to Reddit, that's a lot of downvotes.
Yeah.
So they clearly pushed too far. And I knew someone was going to do it. I knew what I suspected that it wasn't going to be Activision because they tend to be very conservative. I know Take-Two has said that they were going to, that they're adding recurrent consumer spending, or something like that in all of their games moving forward. But I didn't think 2K was going to do that. They don't need to. So I figured, you know, all that was left was EA. And the reality is, a lot of this stuff is already in there in, like, the Ultimate Team stuff for FIFA and for Madden. It's just nobody notices that because, you know, that's just for the sports nerds. So, it was just, so attaching it to Star Wars was, I guess, a bridge too far, apparently.
Yeah.
So my hope is that they recognize that, and I hope people vote with their wallet. But it is very possible that it's just a very, very vocal group, and we don't know of those 400,000 people who downvoted on Reddit, how many of them are going to buy it and spend money to try and get themselves Darth Vader. So we don't know. You know, and obviously the spreadsheets are going to win at the end of the day, over public opinion, because they have been for years. What, Activision made like $3.6 billion or some nonsense last year in in-game sales. Now, some of that is driven by the fact that they sell things for real-life money in World of Warcraft, and they have Hearthstone, which is very successful. So it's not all loot crates.
Right.
But, you know, it's not an insignificant part. So we'll have to see. But I'm not touching this game. My kids aren't playing this game. It's just too much of a mess. And so that's all I can really do. And it really stinks because I was looking forward to playing the single player. Maybe I'll buy it when it's in the bargain bin, because if it sounds like it will be, because there's, you know, if everybody online is, if everybody is as outraged by it as it sounds, then, it shouldn't sell all that well, which is very disappointing. But, you know,
also too, you know, I mean, it's probably not exactly the same audience, but, it's, you know, it could be one of these things where you've got a whale that'll come in and spend a lot of money, and that'll totally make up for the people that don't pay for anything. But that person's also going to be, like, way high level and multiplayer, and it's not going to be fair and all that kind of stuff. So it is going to be really interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah.
Ben Kuchera on Polygon has, like, a really great article where he says that the fact that they've slashed the in-game price for Darth Vader and Luke actually is just proves that they don't know what the hell they're doing, and they are just not sure how to sort of breach these waters and find out what they're doing. But yeah, but he also makes the point that, you know what, you vote with your wallet. Like, I mean, this is what you were saying, is if people go out and buy it already, despite everything, then, you know, EA is not going to learn anything about it. So,
yeah, I mean, they learned a lesson right now on a PR front, but we don't know if that makes a difference in their design choices moving forward.
Yeah.
They might just hire more PR staff.
Right.
And, you know, their PR team is doing a very good job, I think.
Yeah.
They that post on Reddit was spun as well as humanly possible. It's just the reality is people saw through it. But you couldn't have done any better. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, It's really disappointing because
yeah,
Regina's not here, but it's on the list she wrote for me. This is one of my most anticipated games of the fall. I was really hungry for this game. I've been excited for it. I want to play, and this kind of poisons me on it, which is weird because I'm not normally opposed to stuff, but the fact that you can spend money on these loot crates is the problem. And it, you hear it in my voice, folks. It's frustrating, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully they fix it. And you're right. Ben Kachera makes a really good point. It does sound like they don't know what the heck they're doing, which is frustrating, but maybe if that's truly the case, maybe they actually will learn something because it's useful feedback. We'll have to see.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm still interested in playing it. I don't know if we will get it or not. We are getting a new TV. Hurrah. Isaac was finally convinced for us to get a new TV. It will be here on Friday morning. So I can play games now, which is nice.
That'll be nice.
So I know that we were both interested in it. I have to talk to him. I don't know if we're going to get it or not, but we'll just see. Let's see. So that's that. What do you guys think about Battlefront 2? How's everybody taking it? I'm not sure exactly when I'm going to edit this podcast and get it up, because that has fluctuated a lot since we changed our recording day to Tuesday. But if I don't get it up until Friday, Battlefront 2 will be out before you listen to this. And if not, it's coming out on Friday. So can't wait to see those first sales numbers. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we know they have the PR staff to spin it either way.
Right.
I'm sure it'll be the fastest selling Star Wars game to be released on November 17th in the last 3 years or something like that.
Oh, man. Yeah, send us an email to gamingwiththemoms@gmail.com or tweet at gamingwithmoms. We'd love to hear what you guys think of this whole debacle. Or maybe it's not a debacle. We'll just have to wait and see. So what else is going on here? GameStop, has stopped their, they have a little thing that was called, what's it called? Power Pass program, which basically made, used games at GameStop, sort of like a library.
Yep.
So for a 6-month subscription, you go, you get a used game, you play it, you take it back, you get another used game, and blah, 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 blah. But they've stopped it. They haven't really said exactly why they've stopped it.
I went and did some reporting on that
today.
I did some actual.
What did you find, Steve?
I did some actual journalism. Well, they're realistically, they gave me a no comment, but this is how it goes. Monday at 5-ish, every, you know, store managers have like a big conference call with their district leaders.
Mm.
They were given the pause after they were sent the cash wrap stuff and after they were fully prepped on the program. So this was a last minute, holy crap pause with no real explanation given to the staff. I am sure there is a reason, but we don't know exactly what it is yet. But they were not, it was not explained to them, sources, according to my sources. But this was like, they, stores across the country already had the Power Pass signage up and were told to take it down at the last possible minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. So I would like to say I did the reporting. It just didn't come up with anything. But I still asked the hard questions. You know, I put on my jacket. I put on my, you know.
Your hat.
My little reporter hat. I wrote press on a piece of paper and stuck it in there. But we just don't know a lot of details yet. I suspect it's because they figured out some kind of loophole. Like, they figured out some issue with it.
Yeah.
And they wanted to wait a little bit just to make sure that they were making the correct decision. I think it's really, but I think it's really smart. I want to say it, like, I actually think it is an amazing program. I don't know that I would buy it year round, just because we have plenty of games. But for the price of one game, you get a game. I mean, the reality is you spend $60, you keep the last game that you took out.
Yeah.
So you know, there are plenty of good options, like for younger kids. You know, my wife and I spent a bunch of time thinking about interesting use cases. Bunch of kids, you know, like for younger kids, like my kid's age, you know, the ability to churn through a bunch of 3DS games and get a new one for every car ride and switch it over, you know, for like the summer. And then at the end of the summer, the last game you keep, you get like a Pokemon game that's really expensive that you wouldn't necessarily buy on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And I could, you know, I thought, I mean, there's plenty of use cases for me. You know, if I didn't have other games, like a grown-up, you know, $60 to be able to basically get a new game every weekend.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking rad. And
it
all but replaces Gamefly for a number of people that I have spoken to. So Gamefly has got to be shaking in their boots.
Yeah. I didn't even know they were still around.
Gamefly still exists. the man behind the curtain, the guy that edits our podcast, John Tomlinson, he was a Gamefly subscriber, and as soon as this was announced, he canceled his subscription. So he's a little bit bummed that it got paused, and hopefully it doesn't get not done. But then he'll just restart it, because this is way more dependable than waiting in the mail, and, you know, you have to wait. And the thing with Gamefly is you create a queue, and they send you what they have. You're not guaranteed to get what you want. Here, you know, you can browse, and it's like, oh, well, all right. So if I can't get the new Call of Duty used because it's only like a week old, then fine. I'll take this other thing. Like, you always get something that you are happy with.
Yeah.
And those of us that are our age remember going to video stores and renting games. So, like, I remember the, okay, well, you know, Secret of Mana is out of stock. They only had two copies and it's gone. So I'll get this other thing. But at least you get some, you might settle, but you get something that you want. And that's what this turns into. Super, I think $60 is not a bad price for that for six months. And the fact that you get to keep the last game is pretty awesome. It recycles their stock. It makes the games that they have just sitting there useful. And it gets butts in the seats so they can sell more junk. And by junk, I mean, we buy random stuff there all the time for my kids. All the time. And, you know, now they sell t-shirts and bags and, you know, board games. Their board game section is huge. So, comparatively. So, like, more foot traffic means more stuff, more people pre-ordering things. You know, I mean, it's better. So I'm in favor of it, really.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
Would you guys ever think about it?
Of doing the subscription thing?
Yeah. Oh, well, you guys don't like GameStop, right?
Well, yeah, there's that. But.
Well, let's say Target did it. Do you like Target?
Yes.
You're okay with Target. I'm trying to find retailers that you don't hate. So I'm.
I don't know. I think, you know, for the games that we really want to play, we end up just buying them, you know, which is, that's just what we end up doing, even if we don't spend that much time with it. Like, we bought, or Isaac bought, Star Wars Battlefront, the original one. He played it for like a day and was done with it, basically. So, but we still bought it.
I think, you know what? I think you and I, your family and kind of our family are in the same kind of boat. In that we do just kind of buy what we want. I think this would save me, like, I'm thinking of this as I could spend $120 a year and it would cover all of my grown-up games. Like, the ones that I'm not going to spend full price on. And so, I mean, that's really what it comes down to for me. But, like, you guys, if you want it, you buy it.
Yeah.
And this wouldn't really save you trouble.
Yeah, because there's not enough out there that we really want.
Well, you guys have discerning tastes.
And I also am not forced to cover video games as part of my livelihood anymore. So that makes things easy as well. So, but Steven is still in that boat.
I'm still in that boat. Hey, man, listen, if I had the budget, it would be in yours, too. So I'd have roped you back in if I could have. But but you've escaped. You have free will again.
Yeah.
It's neat. I hope they put it out. I hope they do it before the holidays because I think it's a great gift idea, you know?
Yeah, it is. But unfortunately, they've also been asked to pull their holiday guide and put the weekly ad out instead. So that doesn't say it.
They'll figure something out.
I wonder if they had all that kind of information in the holiday guide and that's why they had to
pull it. They might have.
That makes sense. But that's like, I mean, I don't know exactly how much it costs, but that's ridiculous to have printed so many things, basically to throw in the garbage.
Well, unless they're just going to put them out in a week.
Right, I guess.
You know, like if they did a reset, you know, they could just be like, put them in a box, wait until next Thursday, put them back out. Like, I mean, it's not the end. Hopefully they have it up and live before Black Friday.
Yeah.
Because that's next week.
It is. Yeesh. It's like yesterday, Isaac's like, when is Thanksgiving? And I'm like, oh my God. It's next week.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, where has November gone, man?
Dude, my wife and I, it hit us last night. We were like, oh my God. We have to start thinking about, like, Black Friday and Black Friday shopping and, you know, all that other stuff. Yes, we go to Walmart. We've discussed this. Don't judge me. Yes,
that's okay. That's all right.
This will be my third trip to the dark place since you've known me.
Oh, well, you know, you do what you gotta do. Isaac's mom's shops at Sam's Club, so, you know, whatever.
Same thing.
I know, it's the same thing. And Isaac tells her she should stop all the time. But anyhow, so speaking of Black Friday, lots of the major retailers have now released all of their cool sales. GameSpot has a really cool article that basically links to everything from Best Buy to Walmart to Target, actually broken down by game deals and TV, movie, and tech deals. So the Target one they just published today. Interesting thing, Nintendo Switch is not on this this Black Friday guide at all, which is kind of odd. Do you think that's odd, Steven, that the Switch isn't on there?
No, because I don't think Nintendo has any motivation to drop the price on that thing at all. It's going to sell out like crazy. I was at GameStop this afternoon, or no, not this afternoon, yesterday, and I saw putting money down on Xenoblade Chronicles 2, because I'm a nerd, and I saw three people buying Switches.
Mm.
So they don't need to, they got Mario and Zelda in the same year. They don't need to discount it. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, so Walmart and Best Buy actually do have ads for it. Also on Target, they said that there's no PS4 Pro isn't on there. Xbox One X isn't on there. So that's interesting. Other stuff that's on the PlayStation VR being marked down for $200. Xbox One controllers will be $40. Let's see, other games that'll be on sale. Resident Evil 7, Final Fantasy 15, For Honor, Skyrim Special Edition, Ghost Recon Wildlands, Grand Theft Auto 5, Injustice 2, let's see how fast I can do these, Crash Bandicoot, Insane Trilogy, NBA 2K18, Destiny 2, Evil Within 2, WWE 2K18, Assassin's Creed Origins, Need for Speed Payback, Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, Middle-Earth Shadow of War, South Park, The Fractured But Whole, and Call of Duty World War 2. There we go.
That's some good deals, man.
I know, it is. Some of them are as cheap as like $15. Like Final Fantasy 15 for $15.
Okay, so let's talk about that real quick. Because I mean, $15 for Final Fantasy 15 is outright theft. Like, it's a great game for $15. There's a lot of game there, not including the fact that you can buy, you know, you spend $15 plus you can buy the season pass, and it's, you know, and it's still less than the original game, and there's so much content, and they just added the online multiplayer thing this week. So if you were thinking about it, I'm not kidding, guys. $15 is about as good as it gets. So roll with that. There's a lot of good deals, man. This is the time, and we don't even have Cyber Monday yet.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that'll probably come out later, but I'm excited.
Yeah, should be cool. I don't know how much we'll actually be. See, Isaac and I, we don't leave the house on Black Friday. We just burrow into it, shut the shades and lock the doors, and it's like zombie apocalypse. We just stay at home.
Seattle just like in general, like the urban center just destroyed? Like, is it bad?
I don't know. Or do you guys just... We've never done it. We've never done it. So, all right.
Like, well, I don't know. It'd be in the news if it was that bad.
Right. Yeah, no, we didn't do it in California. I think I actually didn't do it very much when I lived in Ohio either, because I was babysitting my nephew for quite a few years while my sister-in-law went out Black Friday shopping. So anyhow.
We only do the one day. We just go, we go on Thanksgiving to the local Walmart after, in between dinner and pie. Because it just works out perfectly. And realistically, we go and we're home in 45 minutes. Mm. Like last year was a little bit longer because I waited in line for, something, but this year we're not waiting for anything. So we go, we get some jammies, we get little stuff, and then we peace out. We're done in 45 minutes and we're super nice to everybody we talk to.
That's good.
Because I understand the hell that they are going through.
Right.
But, you know, just be nice, you know, help people find stuff. My first year that we did it, it was like, yeah, let's just go try it. And there was like, I felt so bad. There was like this little old lady who was just wanted to get a bike. All she wanted was a bike for her grandson. And it was like this little tiny, like Power Rangers bike. And she just couldn't reach it. And people were, you know, like kind of hanging out. And I was like, I mean, do you want me to just get it for you? And so, I mean, because you haven't seen me, but I'm not a short man. So I just reached, I'm not Greg Miller tall, but I'm like tall. So I just like reached into the pallet and got her the bike, you know, like,
yeah,
it's the, I've never seen anything crazy like the stuff they put on the news. Like, that's what's so weird to me. Like, I know Black Friday is nuts, and and I know these things happen. Like, I'm not a denier, but what's weird is I've never seen anything close. Like, every time we go, it's always just people waiting in lines and chit-chatting and, you know, talking. And maybe that's because I'm there, like, encouraging everybody to be like, hey, man, this is crazy. This is nuts. Let's just enjoy ourselves. Because, you know, so maybe I'm having a positive impact on the area around me, but like, maybe. I've never seen people pushing and shoving. I saw one lady get grumpy about a gift card once, and like, what are you going to do out of the hundreds of people? There was one lady grumpy about a gift card.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my wife, spoilers.
My dad used to tell stories about dealing with shopping for us kids, because we were into... super into like My Little Pony and Strawberry Shortcake. And when the new dolls and whatnot, Care Bears, when those new ones came out, they were like hyper hard to get.
Oh, of course.
So, and my dad, like, who has instilled this collectiveness in me, wanted us to have every single one. Like, that was the thing. We had to have every single one. So he used to have to stand and wait in line. And then when I was younger, there was this retailer, what was it called? Gold Circle. And they were the one that, like, did you ever hear of that one,
Steven? I'm aware of its existence, but I've never been in one. I think that's a Midwest thing.
Right, yeah. So it's kind of like a Kmart or, you know, whatever. So
We had Caldor on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
Same but thing,
he always used to joke about having to fight off all these women, he said, because apparently it's the moms that did all the shopping back then. But yeah.
It's still that way in a lot of cases, but now it's groups of moms. I see you know, like me and my wife go, but we like split up because it's like she goes to one place. I usually go to the electronics because I know the video game. I know what's a good deal on a video game and we'll grab a bunch of stuff and then we'll figure out what we want. And then I'll just start handing stuff to people while they're waiting.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll see a mom and I'll give them advice because that's what I do. I handed out a bunch of business cards last year. So that was useful. I mean, I was waiting in line for a video game console. So everybody was interested in video games. So I was like, hey, you know, if you're looking for some games.
Yeah.
You know, but I've never seen anything crazy. Like, I'm hoping one day to see like a fight just to say I saw one. But like, I've never seen anything but like super pleasant people saying, you know, happy holidays and, you know, like carrying stuff for other people and, like, you know, sharing, giving people directions. I mean, if I could, I'd ring people out just because I, you know, we're, it's all, you know, for me, it's like, we're all in this together. The employees are stuck with us. They don't have a vote, you know, like I'm here. We may as well like make them laugh and smile, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, They at least have a few minutes of peace when they're with me. I try really hard to not be that guy. I don't want them to remember me for being a jerk.
Yeah.
And yes, I am 100% over-explaining this so you don't judge me.
No, that's fine. I'm not not going to judge you. It's cool that you're giving people advice and all that kind of stuff. I don't usually give people advice when I'm shopping with them. The last one that happened was actually pretty funny, though. There is this guy in the produce section at my grocery store, and I was like Anna was with me, and she's like, you know, do you need an onion? I'm like, well, yes, I need an onion. So I get, and this guy was like looking at the onions sort of bewildered, because there's the yellow onions and there's the red onions and then there's the sweet onions.
Yes.
And he just asked me, he's like, which one of these is the sweet onion?
Hey man, listen, I'm clueless. Sometimes I need to ask people.
Yeah.
While we're on food advice,
right.
Last year I was sent to the grocery store to buy ice cream by my wife.
Okay.
It was very important that she have chocolate ice cream on that specific day.
Okay.
So I went to go get that ice cream, and while I was walking, they have the grocery store near us has like an actual sushi chef that like works during dinner hours. So you can like order sushi and like take it out. It's not the best, but it's all right.
Right.
And so I was looking at it, and a dude walked up to me and was like, hey, so I need to talk to a guy about this. My girl and I got into a fight. I'm trying to pick up some food, like some dinner for her to try and like make things up to her. What do you think this will be okay? And he shows me like some takeout sushi and some flowers. And I was like, bro, if your plan to save your relationship is to ask a stranger at the grocery store whether or not takeout sushi and a bouquet of carnations, I'll tell you what, bro, it's not going to happen. And so at our grocery store, they have a section where you can find foods that are like ready to cook. And I was like, bro, I think maybe you should go over here and be like, here's some chicken. Do you know how to cook chicken? In a pan? Do you have a pan? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, get these spices. And they got these vegetables. Just put them all in a pan, you know, and like roll with that rather than take. I mean, unless she's like, OMG, all about Price Chopper sushi. And he's like, no, I just thought it would be kind of neat. And I was like, has she ever had it? And he's like, no. I'm like, bro, you don't roll to somebody that's never had sushi with grocery store sushi. Like, I know what I like. And I know what my tolerance level is. You, come on, man. And he's like, yeah, you're probably right. So I gave him my standard level of candor.
Yeah.
And I like to think I saved their relationship. I like to think that they're married with two children or with one child now, because it was last year. So it's definitely not two. Maybe they're
twins. I would have had him up the flowers, too. Carnations.
We didn't quite get there because he was like really and I needed to bring that chocolate ice cream home. Like, I really couldn't be his entire. I had things to do myself. So, but you're right. Carnations is weak sauce. You're absolutely right. But if he, you know what? But if he's rolling in with just, it's the thought that counts, flowers.
At least
home cook a meal, bro. At least home cook a meal, especially if you've never done it before. Because if you've never done it before, then that means you're trying. That's all I can give you. That's all I can. Yeah. I don't know if I can say. I don't know why they had a fight. I didn't want to ask.
Right.
But yeah, so that's our advice giving. You know, so don't. The long and short is, folks, don't ask me for relationship advice. I'm not really all that good at it. I'm surprised I'm still married.
You should just tell them chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream. No, that wasn't. The chocolate ice cream was not because of a fight. Y'all can read between the lines. It was very important that I bring that chocolate ice cream home at that exact moment. But it wasn't about a fight. My wife doesn't need me to go get her things to stop a fight. She usually just needs me to shut up. It's not a, you know, can you imagine? Anyway.
Okay, so nominees for the Game Awards have been announced. Game Awards, was it the third or fourth year of these? They're put on by Jeff Keighley. You watch them online, YouTube, third year, YouTube, Twitch, etc. The show's going to air at December 7th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And these are all the nominees. I think, we'll go through most of them here. So, Game of the Year, Horizon Zero Dawn, Persona 5, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, Super Mario Odyssey, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Can I insert a point of order here?
Yes.
Yeah, how the hell is PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds nominated for Game of the Year? It's not released yet.
I don't know.
It's in early access on PC. How do you, how is it nominated for Game of the Year? How?
I would agree with you there. I don't know a lot about that game. But I know it's popular, but
I mean, it's about it. 20 million strong in less than a year popular. Like, it's the most popular game on Twitch. It's taken the world by storm, but it is not, it's in beta.
Yeah.
Like, I guess this, I mean, I don't know. It better not win. It better not freaking win.
No, I don't think it will.
I don't think so either, but its nomination is just a kick in the balls. It's just so dumb. I don't know I don't know what a game, it's like a football player, you know, like NFL fans, we don't know what a catch is. Now I don't know what a game is. Because
this whole, like, stuff on Steam, the early access stuff, has just really blurred the lines of what can be considered a full game. Because, you know, like, Ark, I don't even know if that's actually been, like,
Ark has been released yet. Ark had its full release a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Right, okay.
But it's been out for, like, 3 years. I mean,
exactly.
And, I mean, apparently it's really good, and everybody that plays it really loves it, and that's awesome. But when is it eligible for Game of the Year? So here's the question. Yeah. If PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is nominated this year because it's in beta, and it loses to, say, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, hello, and then next week... and then comes out, it's going to fully release in December on Xbox. No, actually, it's not. Let's say it comes out next year to its 1.0. Does that mean it can be nominated again because now it's a full game? Or do you only get one shot? Like, is this their one chance? At which point, it's kind of like when you run for president, you only got some, you know, like, I don't know.
Maybe you should send a strongly worded email to Jeff Keighley to find out what the deal is.
I think he's getting enough crap from Andrea Renee on the Twitters.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need it from me. He's got an angry redhead yelling at him. He doesn't need me. But those nominees are really good. Ignoring PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, Persona 5, Horizon Zero Dawn, Super Mario Odyssey, and Legend of Zelda, I don't think there has been a better slate of Game of the Year nominees in... as long as I have been covering games.
Yeah.
Any one of those could win, and I wouldn't argue.
Oh, you really? I think it's going to be between Mario and Zelda. But speaking of which, Steven, like, where do you fall on the Mario versus Zelda? Which one would you pick?
Zelda. Because I still definitively believe Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is the best video game Nintendo has ever made. However, it's still an interesting discussion. However, I am wavering in my Game of the Year, and we'll talk about that in the What We Played section, because I'm leaning towards Horizon Zero Dawn.
Look at that.
Because that game is so good, guys.
It is so good.
I loved it. But, so, where do you stand now? Have you played both Zelda and Mario Odyssey? You have a Switch now.
We do. I still haven't touched it yet. Oh. It belonged to Isaac and Anna on vacation. They played Mario together a lot. This story is so funny, actually. They finished like the main story of the game while we were waiting for our flight on a layover. She was so upset that it was over that she started crying. She's like, "No more Mario!" It was so amusing. Trying not to laugh at her. But then Isaac's like, no, we just went straight through. We've got all this extra stuff that we could do.
Did you tell her there's 999 stars?
Right.
So she's fine. She's fine. Yeah. So it's really good when you get a chance. So anyway, those are my... So I'm wavering in my picks. I'm going to have to really meditate on this one because, man. But this is the best slate of games in a very long time. If someone came and told me Persona 5 won, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I wouldn't argue it. I think it's going to be, you know, between the Nintendo games. But if somebody told me they came from the future and Persona 5 won or Horizon won, I wouldn't think they were crazy for that specific reason. I might have other things. But I cannot wait to see who wins. And I'm, you know, so I'm excited. I'm very excited for this year's Game Awards.
Yeah. Yeah, so Game Direction, Horizon, Resident Evil 7, Mario Odyssey is Zelda, and then Wolfenstein 2. Narrative, Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, Horizon Zero Dawn, Nier Automata. That's the one that you told me I would like, Steven, right?
I think that you would.
Okay. What Remains of Edith Finch, Wolfenstein 2. I don't know anything about the What Remains of Edith Finch. Do you know what that game is?
What Remains of Edith Finch is a walking simulator from the same I think they're the people that did the one where you throw the paint.
Okay.
I forget that Giant Sparrow games, I think. Sparrow. So they made the game where you throw the, it's a white background and you throw the black paint and the stuff appears. So I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. I just don't know the name.
Yeah.
It's a very dark game, but a lot of people are very happy with the story on that one. Art Direction. Okay. I'm skipping ahead. Art Direction. If anything defeats Cuphead, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right.
Like, I love Zelda, and Horizon's beautiful, and Persona's the most stylish game ever made, and Destiny's beautiful. Cuphead, man. They hand-animated, like, just shut up. Just shut up. Just go away.
Yeah. Cuphead is also up for Best Score of Music, along with Destiny 2, Nier Automata, Persona 5, Mario Odyssey, and Legend of Zelda. Are we seeing a pattern?
Super Mario Odyssey and Legend of Zelda are going to, I think they're nominated for like almost everything.
Yeah.
Like there's very few categories that don't have them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of which being best performance, which is actually, you know, like a voiceover is what it's talking about. So, Ashley Birch from Horizon, she voiced Aloy. Brian Bloom from Wolfenstein 2 voiced BJ Blazkowicz.
Blazkowicz.
Yeah, Claudia Black from Uncharted Lost Legacy voice Chloe. Laura Bailey from Uncharted Lost Legacy was Nadine. And then Melina Jurgens from Hellblade as Senua. I don't know anything about Hellblade either. Have you played this game, Steven?
I have not, but only because I just didn't have a lot of time and it was not in scope for Engage Family Gaming, being that it is a hard M-rated game. However, it is a... it's a game made by Ninja Theory.
Yeah, I just saw that.
It is a game about mental health.
Oh, interesting.
You might enjoy this one. I think this is in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Wait until it's on sale and buy it. Or don't. Right. But I think it's in your wheelhouse. I think you would enjoy it.
It's also nominated for Games for Impact, so that makes sense.
Yo, Bury Me My Love, by the way, one of the games for Impact. Whoa. Like, so looking at all these games, right? Like, let me be real with you. Bury Me My Love is a mobile game where you play as a couple that is separate, a couple of Syrian refugees who are trying to move from Syria to Europe that gets separated and communicates via text message.
Oh,
and infer from the title. Gets a little dark. So I started to play it and turned it off because I was crying. Like, this game is goes to some very dark places because the refugee crisis in Syria is still, like, a very dark place. So, man, Bury Me My Love. Wow. That's, oh, God. I'm still... I'm getting shakes. Like, I tried to... I was like... not that I bought it because I expected it to be, like, a light experience.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't expect it to hit me so hard, so fast.
Yeah. Right. let's see, what else here? Life is Strange, Before the Storm, Night in the Woods. Night in the Woods is awesome. I really don't know why it's in Games for Impact. It's not, I guess it's a little bit about, like, accepting people for who they are and whatever. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me that it's in Games for Impact, but whatever. Please Knock on My Door. I don't know what that
is. I don't know that one either. Bury My Love is going to be the one that either that or Hellblade, one of those two.
You think so?
Yeah, I think those are the two that obviously, well, with the exception of Please Knock My Door, I'll stand corrected if that one's big, but of these, those are the two that set out to have an impact. Like, they set out to do a thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Best ongoing game.
This is an awesome new category, by the way.
GTA Online, Overwatch, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, Rainbow Six Siege, and Warframe.
I'm a very big fan of this category existing.
Yeah.
Because it gives recognition to some of these games that have been out. I mean, Warframe's been out for years. But this is, you know, this is one of those things. Overwatch is going to win it because it's Overwatch, yeah. I think. But I love it. And also, I think Ongoing Game is a better name than Games yeah. as Service. I just like Ongoing yeah. Game. I think that is just so much more elegant language. Like, why don't mm-hmm. they all call it? Destiny 2 is an ongoing game. I love it. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be between Overwatch and Destiny 2. I think Destiny 2 could go ahead and win it, but we'll see.
Also, I mean, there is PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. It's hard to argue with that, but yeah. the game's not out yet.
Best Indie Game, Cuphead, Hellblade, Night in the Woods, Pyre, and What Remains of Edith Finch. It's probably going to go to Cuphead, I would imagine.
I hope. Cuphead is so cool.
Yeah. Mobile game, Fire Emblem Heroes, Hidden Folks. I don't know what that is.
Oh, Hidden Folks is really, really good. You play iPad games. Hidden yeah. Folks is basically Where's Waldo, but it's all black and white. No. But it's all black and white. And it's like one of those hidden puzzles where you're looking for different things. And it's really, really well designed. It's cool. The sound is awesome. Okay. No, it's a real, like, of mobile games, that is a really freaking good game. Also, no microtransactions. You just pay your few dollars and you get it.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as good as Monument Valley 2, though. Oh, Monument Valley 2 is so good. It will Valley 2 will be on my Game of the Year list this year. No questions.
Yeah, it's definitely very cool. Old Man's Journey and then Super Mario Run. Anna still plays Super Mario Run. It's funny because she's been unlocking all the different colored Yoshis. And then, I'm like, hey, that's cool. Glad somebody's getting our money out of it.
Yeah.
Best handheld game, Ever Oasis, Fire Emblem Echoes, Metroid, Samus Returns, Monster Hunter Stories, Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World. Who is Poochie?
The dog.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
We used to call one of our dogs Poochie. That was like her nickname. So,
it's not your dog.
Oh, okay. I kind of had a feeling.
I'm just clarifying.
Bryce. Best VR, Farpoint, Lone Echo, Resident Evil 7, Star Trek Bridge Crew, and Super Hot. Let's see. What else? Action game, Cuphead, Destiny 2, Neo, Prey, Wolfenstein 2. Action versus I never understood these designations of action versus action adventure. It still doesn't make much sense to me. But anyhow.
It's just two categories. All games can be in both of them. So
yeah. Right, exactly. Action Adventure, Assassin's Creed Origins, Horizon Zero Dawn, Mario Odyssey, Legend of Zelda, Uncharted, Lost Legacy. Best RPG, Divinity, Original Sin 2, Final Fantasy 15, Nier Automata, Persona 5, and South Park, The Fractured But Whole. I have to keep saying that game name and I hate it. Fighting game, ARMS, Injustice 2, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, Nidhogg 2, which I don't know what it is, and Tekken 7. Family game, which is very relevant to Steven, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Mario plus Rabbids, Kingdom Battle, Sonic Mania, Splatoon 2, and Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, this one's not really much of a contest. I mean,
speaking of which, Steven's daughter is on camera right now wearing a Cappy cap. So, yeah.
She totally stole it. Super Mario Odyssey's going to run away with this, and it's not even close. Like, why do they have anything more than one nominee? Also, three of these games were made by Nintendo. I mean, this is... If ever there was an example of Nintendo just killing it, just look at this year's Game Awards nominees, and you're going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
They even have a strategy game. I know Nintendo didn't make it, but Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle is literally nominated for Best Strategy Game.
Yes,
guys.
It is.
Guys.
along with Halo Wars 2, Total War, Warhammer 2, Tooth and Tail, and XCOM 2. You know who I'm hoping for. I don't know if they'll get it, though. We'll see. Best Sports or Racing Game.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure, my husband works on Halo Wars, too.
Gotta say it. Make the FCC happy.
Gotta say it. Yeah, exactly. Best sports or racing game. FIFA 18, Forza Motorsport 7, Gran Turismo Sport, NBA 2K18, Pro Evolution Soccer 2018, and Project Cars 2. Multiplayer, Call of Duty, World War II, Destiny 2, Fortnite, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Player Unknown, and Splatoon 2. I think that could probably go, but it's probably going to go between Call of Duty and Destiny 2. That's my
probably
prediction. Yeah.
Although Player Unknown's Battlegrounds could steal that one, even though it's not out yet.
Yet. Okay. Most anticipated game: God of War, Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, Red Dead Redemption 2, and The Last of Us Part 2. I really don't know who would take that one. There's lots of...
The most anticipated? Man, it's hard to tell. For me?
I know, yeah.
Spider-Man. However, four of those five I'm super down with and will probably play.
Yep.
The only one I'm skipping is Red Dead Redemption 2. And that's not because I don't think it's going to be great. It's just not my jam.
Yeah.
And they don't need my sale. If it was like some small indie company, I'd buy it maybe just to say I did. But Rockstar's going to be good.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
They'll be fine. I mean, now, if it has, like, a cool online mode, I might buy it just for the online mode.
Mm.
You know? Like, if there's Red Dead Redemption online, I might be down with that, but...
Yeah. They very well could do that, too. They did it with GTA. I wouldn't be surprised. Trending Gamer, Andrea Renee, Clint Lexa, Guy B, Mike Grizzick
is what I'm gonna go.
Grizzick, okay. Steven Spone... So it's actually kind of cool. Steven Spone's from the Able Gamers.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Really awesome.
All those listening should vote for either Andrew Irene or Steven Spone. Forget these other guys. It's one of those two. Although I would love to see Steven Spone up on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome. Best esports game: Counter-Strike, Dota 2, League of Legends, Overwatch, and Rocket League. Where's Hearthstone?
It's not even close to those games.
I know.
You know, did you see the rumor, by the way, that Hearthstone is going to be coming to the Switch?
No, I did
Somebody who has some kind of, you know, who has leaked things in the past has leaked that one of the content plans for next year is Hearthstone on the Nintendo Switch. I think it makes a lot of sense, man. It's a touchscreen.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I wonder if it would be all cross-platform stuff, though.
I mean, Nintendo's cross-platform with PC for Rocket League.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
I mean, the esports stuff, I don't know how many people... I mean, I think we could probably avoid predictions on these.
Yeah, I don't know who anybody is.
Yeah, I don't know who any of these guys are. But, man, Monument Valley 2, I'm so happy for the mobile game of the year. That's got to be, for me, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, for sure. So those are the nominees. Like I said, it will be airing December 7th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific. You can watch it on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, Mixer, you name it. You can watch it.
It'll probably be on Amazon, too, because Amazon's been moving into that. If you want a full prediction show from me, because people like to see whether or not I make good predictions, the EFG show just before the Game Awards, I will be making my predictions.
Okay, cool. One last story here, which is something that's sort of been rumored and... bantered about here for a little bit, but apparently Nintendo is very close to signing a deal with the guys who made Despicable Me and Secret Life of Pets to make a Mario movie.
Sure.
Which is pretty cool.
Sure.
It's definitely a better idea than a live action Mario movie was.
All right, so the 93 one was terrible, objectively. Yeah. I think that we are in a different place now, and I think that a live action one could be done now.
Maybe.
Because what with green screen technology and all that, like, they could do one now, and it would not be as disastrously bad. I still think an animated one is probably better.
Yeah.
You know, but I think but I don't think a live action one would be automatically bad.
Okay. Yeah, this company, what is it? Illumination Entertainment. I really don't care for the Minions at all. I think they're kind of annoying and stupid. But The Secret Life of Pets was very good. I really enjoyed that. And I took Anna to see it. I wasn't expecting to enjoy it at all. And I really, really liked it. I thought that that was a great
movie. Yeah, it was good. I mean, sure. The reality is it's not going to be a Pixar movie, so it's already going to be, like, down a tier.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it is, but you know.
But Pixar's been devaluing themselves lately with all their sequels and whatnot. But that's
Cars 3 was really good.
Really?
Yeah. No, here's the thing. The thing with Cars is Cars 2 was terrible because they forgot what they can use Cars for. Like, at the end of the day, Cars is just an absurd universe to have sports movies in. And, like, sports movies are, like, a genre. And they have story archetypes that you can't necessarily do in other, you know, like a sports movie is a sports movie, and you can't, and it's just an absurd place to hold it. Cars 3 is really good. So I'm just saying it's not entirely, you're right. They're not like Pixar of old, but they're not hot garbage either.
Yeah. No, I wasn't suggesting that. I'm just, you know, I think The Secret Life of Pets was better than quite a few Pixar movies, and I love Pixar.
Sure. Well, hopefully.
Cars, because I didn't really enjoy Cars at all.
But. My God. We talked about this. I've watched Cars so much that I got a crush on a Porsche. So. She wasn't in the third one, by the way.
Oh.
It kind of hurt.
Well.
I felt like she abandoned me. but what are you gonna do? So I'm down. I'd go see a Mario movie. Why not?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Totally I would too. All right, that's all the news that I had. Steven, did you have anything else?
I mean, a lot of stuff happened in the last 2 weeks, but this is the big stuff. You got it.
Okay.
You did a good job preparing, host, with the most. wait, can we talk about the fact that in the Pikachu movie he speaks English? Can we talk about that?
Wait, what?
In Pikachu the most recent, movie? There's a Pokemon movie that is in theaters for last weekend and this coming weekend. And Pikachu speaks English in it. Not Pika Pika Pika. No, he speaks literal English. There's a video all over Twitter of the crowd reaction. Needless to say, it was a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that it was the rule that Pokemon couldn't say anything but their names.
Well, this Pikachu spoke English.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't approve.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah.
I can't even picture that. That would be so weird. Okay. So there's that. So let's move on into what we're playing. Like I said, I haven't been playing much because I was on vacation the last week. Played some blackjack. That went well. Earned myself $150 above what I went in with. So
that's
always cool. Yeah. I typically do pretty well at blackjack. I think there's only one or two years that I actually like lost money. And you know, people like say like, oh, you know, the house always wins, but in blackjack specifically, if you play the strategy correctly, the house only has 0.5% edge. So blackjack is really the game that you should play if you can learn the strategy and play it correctly, which Isaac has made me do on occasion. He always wants me to brush up on the strategy before we go to Atlantis. So anyhow. Yeah, fun times. And I was able to play some Hearthstone while I was gone as well. We have the Switch, like I said, but Isaac and Anna were playing Mario.
You'll get your time.
The entire time.
You'll get your time.
I actually could do it now. I got to set up my account and stuff. But anyhow.
Make sure to friend me.
Right. So I'll probably try Zelda first before Mario, because I'm typically not... not that into the Mario games. So that's me. So, Steven, obviously you've been playing Mario as well.
Yep.
So yeah. Still awesome?
Yeah, it's real good. I finished the story. Playing some of the end game stuff. I had my son beat it first, and he spoiled the ending for me, so I was real mad. But then I beat it.
Wait a second. what kind of, okay, does this have some crazy, crazy story? Because all Mario no. games basically end the
no,
same.
No. I don't so mean the ending. I mean what happens after you finish the game. Because there's stuff that happens after you finish the story. He spoiled it, and I was like, man. But it's really, really good. I think it's everyone that owns a Switch should play it, literally everyone. And I think a lot of people should buy a Switch just to play it, especially if you like 3D platformers. So creative, so good. It's great. The other thing that I played is Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds. And guess what? It's more Horizon Zero Dawn. So if you liked Horizon Zero Dawn, it's more Horizon Zero Dawn.
I didn't realize that was out. I'll have to pick that up. Yeah. We're getting a new TV, so I'll be able
then you can
to
play it. The first thing I did was got killed by a bear, a giant robot bear with like flames. So no, it's real good.
Okay.
So I really don't have much to say about it that I haven't said before. If you liked Horizon, then this is a must buy.
So a bear, that's a new robot.
Yes,
right?
There are new. It's a new landmass that's roughly the size of like other areas that you've been in. Mm. So it's not very big, but.
Yeah.
It is a new area that was previously inaccessible. New robots, new quests, new gear, new tall neck.
Cool.
It's more Horizon Zero Dawn. So if you liked Horizon Zero Dawn, then bada boom. Just keep in mind that this takes place story-wise before the end of the game, canonically. So if you've already finished the game... you'll notice that a certain character is talking to you that you probably would be like, what? And then you got to remember, because I was like, wait, what? What's going on? And then I was like, oh, okay, this happens. Because when you finish the game, it starts you back before the point of no return. So you can go do more stuff as though the end of the game didn't happen.
Yes.
So, you know, just don't be surprised if you're like, whoa, what's this? Why is this character talking to me?
Okay.
Weird.
That's good. It's good to know.
don't be. I was completely stunned because I didn't know what was going on, and then I was like, hey. So, but it's real good.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna have to check it out. I got a lot of things I gotta check out. let's see. So, anything else then, Steven, or is that it?
That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. If you have questions, comments, or any other feedback, you can send an email to gamingwiththemoms@gmail.com. You can also tweet at us at gamingwithmoms. Regina, who is not here, is from the Geek Embassy. I didn't look on the Geek Embassy to see exactly what they're doing now. I know they've been doing watching Star Trek Discovery. I'm not sure what else they have going on. Very soon, we will be doing a Stranger Things 2. Geek Embassy watches Stranger Things 2 with myself and Regina and probably someone else that she can wrangle in to do it with us. And then at the beginning of the year, next year, we will be going back once a month. We'll be doing Geek Embassy watches Game of Thrones, where we're going to do it by house. So I'm not sure which one we'll start with, but you know, we'll do House Lannister, House Baratheon, House Stark, etc. Looking at all those characters and talking about their character arcs. I am super excited. Can't wait to get started on that. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of analysis done coming into the second season, which now looks like it's not going to come until 2019, which is depressing. But anyhow, so that's what's going on at the Geek Embassy. Steven is from Engaged Family Gaming. What's going on at EFG?
We got our podcast going. I did my podcast with my mom, which was really cool.
Nice.
So that is available and up. Subscribe, take a look at it. We had a really interesting conversation about like where they started gaming and, you know, why gaming was important to them and kind of continuing on into how it continuing on until we figure out like kind of how it impacted my mission and what I do. So it's actually really interesting. Mm-hmm. We also did a whole thing because we didn't talk about nothing about BlizzCon or Paris Games Week. Well, we talked about Paris Games Week, but we didn't talk about BlizzCon. So if you want to hear all about BlizzCon, that's my other pod because I did two. Mm-hmm. So take a listen to that. My brother and I did some recording at the beach house.
Nice.
And Xenoblade Chronicles 2. We talked about that also because that game is hype. Hype.
Right.
Not for you, because it's very Japanese. Like, this might be the most Japanese game I've ever seen, so it is not in Nicole Tanner's wheelhouse. But, podcast stuff.
We're okay. Just,
And I got PAX Unplugged this weekend. So.
Oh, right.
So that's cool. That's going to be a thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that wraps it up. Thanks so much for listening. And we will be, hold on, let me think about this. Will we be back next week? I think so. Are you going to be good to record next week?
Yes, Steven? We will be back next week.
Okay, so we'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye, guys.